You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, and I am here alongside with Ross. Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Good morning, Gina. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, I have a question for you. I'm going to change things up.
Because I was going to say, okay.
Before you even do what you do, I'm going to change it up.
You did jump in fast. I'm ready.
I already got so excited to do it, I didn't look at the stopwatch. Okay, Ross, do you know, because you're not into sports.
Correct.
I don't know if this is a sport, would be considered a sport. Greg, if I just see your face make fun of me, even though I'm not facing you, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Greg got a haircut today again. Next year, you'll see him. Ross, do you know what bocce ball is?
Oh, 100%.
Oh.
We have bocce ball at our house.
You do?
Bocce ball, bags, croob. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, so I'm in a bocce ball league and everybody makes fun of me. They're like, that's for 90-year-olds. And sometimes I need a sub. Would you ever be a sub for our team?
I could definitely be a sub for you.
Oh, here I thought I'd totally catch you off guard.
No, sorry. That's outdoor games. That's not like sports.
Okay, right. All right.
That's fun.
And you like it?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Do you follow the rules?
Yeah, but there's two different types. There's like actually playing bocce ball on the court, but then you can also do off-road bocce ball, where you just use your backyard, throw your marker ball, and wherever the person throws it, that's where you go.
Oh, we might have to talk about that. All right. Well, so much for that. I thought I'd get you. Instead, we're going to go to, I want to ask you.
Okay. I get two of them today?
Yes. Do you remember your first job?
Oh, absolutely.
What was it?
Well, I was pretty much built for sales. My parents owned hardware stores when I was growing up. So my first job was working at the hardware store, from stocking shelves, helping customers from when I was probably like 11 or 12. She didn't know this. Listeners, this is where Greg says we need to describe it. She has a big look on her face of shock at this point.
Wow. No wonder you're such a hard worker. You started at 12.
Well, yeah, because when I get done with school, I'd have to go down to the hardware store and then hang out with my mom at the store until it was time to close the store and then go home. Because I couldn't be trusted at home by myself, let's be honest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my first job was at Chi-Chi's. Do you remember Chi-Chi's?
I do. I remember Chi-Chi's, yes.
Which is where I met Christopher David Della. He was head dishwasher, and I was the bus girl, and I'd bring in an empty tub with one glass because he was so smoking hot, just so I could give it to him and then go back out.
And you might have stole him from somebody, too, if memory serves.
Oh, that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother show.
That's a podcast.
That's a show.
That's a podcast. I was going to ask you also then, what was your first job where you learned some leadership skills and how important they are?
Leadership skills and how important they were. That's a really good question. Yeah, again, we don't discuss this beforehand, so I could think about it. Well, I mean, I'm still going to say probably Pella gave me the most development and leadership. It really has. You know, I mean, I'm sure I learned some before. I can't think of it offhand. I would say as a child, being in the store, that learned communication with customers and strangers. And then honestly, Pella is what really taught me the leadership.
Wow, that's kind of boring. Mine was still Chi-Chi's. I mean, it taught me sales, that I know I'm a great salesperson because I was up against Heidi Bauer to get Chris, and I won in a minute. And then leadership was, we had something called a QSC score, where corporate Chi-Chi's would come to all the different stores across mm-hmm. the country, and they had secret shoppers or customers. And they would make sure your uniform was perfect, your name tag was on, you introduced yourself, you had to offer an appetizer, there were very specific things you did, very similar to selling Pella or selling a car. They had their own little sales process, which today I look back now and realize it was a sales process where that was the science, just like we talk about, but the art was your own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have fun with it. And my goal was, when they posted that, I always had 100% because I'm also competitive.
Slightly.
Yeah.
Obsessively.
So with all of that, I'm super excited today to talk about Mike Rubich, founder and owner of LAK Group, who I had the pleasure of meeting his partner. So we are going to come after the commercial break and introduce Mike. And what I would say to all of you is whether you use a notebook, a Remarkable, or whatever you do to jot things down, when we come back, you're going to get a fast-paced download of insight you will not want to miss. See you after the commercial. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I'm your host, Gina Della, alongside with Ross Sabaki. We have Mike Grubich here, founder of LAK Group. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
I literally, just in getting to know you, wanted to set aside 4 hours because I could talk to you forever with all of the things your company provides. And I always joke, we only have a 30-minute show, which isn't even really 30 minutes. And our listeners are going to learn so much from you today.
Well, good.
What I want to start with, Mike, is can you just take us back? Like, how did you even, can you tell us a little bit about what your business is? Because LAK doesn't give a clue of what you do.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, you know, we kind of joke with people, think of leadership and knowledge with LAK. Mm. So our logo is a metronome, right? And we help, in the simplest forms, we help companies and people find a rhythm with their career, with their talent. And so we have processes, tools, resources, systems that we can help organizations and individuals put in place so that they're working in the career that fits their purpose that they love to do, or the company retain people, develop people, and sustain results because they have the right processes, people processes in place.
Oh, okay. There you go. You have quite a diverse background from entertainment, yeah, retail, manufacturing, healthcare. I mean, can you just go through, like, I have six flags.
Yeah, yeah. My first job out of college was, I actually did an internship while in college at Six Flags, and you know, I was going to be the next Walt Disney, right? That was my that was my goal, and I got into it, which was great, and I really enjoyed it, and I got this really cool opportunity at Six Flags early in my career to work with a couple colleagues from some of the other parks. Time Warner owned Six Flags at the time; they had seven parks. And got to help develop a service theme, and then all of the orientation and onboarding for any new employee coming in, any host or hostess coming in, to teach them the service theme. And so that kind of got me hooked on the development side, which kind of led me down the road to down my career journey at that point in time. I got into the HR space, and you know, before you know it, now I own a company that does that for lots of companies. So.
Got it. Well, I also see for the retail side, Jockey.
Yeah. Yeah. I spent from Six Flags, I went to Jockey, where I was head of training and development, and also was responsible for HR for the retail stores. And so really still in that service side. Actually, Jockey sent me to Disney for a couple of weeks to learn the back of the house and the service theme of Disney, because Jockey was starting to open full price stores when I was there. And but a great brand. I've been lucky. I've worked for very iconic brands when you look at the state of Wisconsin. And Jockey, you know, that's where I got into really starting to developing leaders and building leadership capability in organizations, and how do you attract and assess and retain really good leadership talent in companies. Jockey led me to Kohler Company, another iconic brand. Honestly, all of my experiences have been very valuable, and I've met great people along the way. Kohler has been one of my most valuable experiences. Just working for such an iconic brand, a company that has their processes and their operations together really succinctly, and had great needs and is very committed to developing their people. So they opened up a lot of doors. I got exposed to succession planning and diversity inclusion, and even deeper into assessing talent and looking at psychometrics and how you hire people. Kohler was just an unbelievable experience. That's where I also started to expand my global reach, traveling around the world to different Kohler locations. That led me to CNH, where I spent most of my time in Europe and South America, head of HR for a couple segments of CNH, and really that strengthened my business knowledge. I spent a lot of time on the business side versus on the behind-the-scenes talent side. And then Advocate Health or Aurora Healthcare, where I was a senior VP of talent and OD for the healthcare system, largest employer in the state outside of the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, just the people development side of Aurora has been one of the better experiences for me.
Well, for everybody who thinks they have to stay in the same industry, here is a successful man. You know, you are so successful and you show you can talk about diversity, be passionate, have that same skill set, but take it to different industries. I mean, it's so diverse. I love it. I don't know if I would have ever left Kohler because I would want all the discounts for the fun.
Yeah.
Well, if she built your house, she wouldn't need the discounts anymore.
Well,
Mike, one question I have is, do you ever miss the Disney dream that you didn't get to that spot?
No. It's a great question. No. Here's one of the things I've learned in my career, and it goes to something you said, Gina. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You're you, right? You have a DNA, a makeup of what is your purpose, what you love to do. You can do it anywhere. You know, doesn't matter what degree you have. It's what do you do with that degree. It doesn't matter what company. Is it something that you enjoy? It's just finding that match, and you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
When we come back, I want to learn, and I want everyone to hear, what's the one constant you've seen that people want in their careers, no matter the industry?
Okay.
You are listening to What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference? I am Gina Della. You know, we wanted to ask Mike, I think it's really important to understand, what's the one constant, Mike, you've seen with people, what they want in their careers, and no matter the industry?
Yeah, and I would say no matter the industry and no matter the generation, people want to have an impact. Yeah, I've seen in my career, and I believe this to be true, that 97% of people want to do a good job. Right. And it's just finding the space where they can do a good job. People value their opinion. They're able to contribute. They want to have an impact and feel like they're doing something. And I've seen that consistently with every company that I've been in. I also think you're seeing it more now. It's been strengthened over the last couple of years. But people want a little bit of flexibility or dynamics in what they do. They get really bored with that routine, even though we're all taught in life, get routines, because that's how you're gonna maintain sanity, right? People like a little variety. They'll get bored if they don't get it. The human brain works that way. But definitely people want to grow, not necessarily vertically. It can be horizontally. They want to be fine, you know, with compensation. Those things are important. People want to have that and be stable, but they want to see that they're impacting the company and their colleagues, their family, so and themselves.
That's probably more valuable, isn't it, of like feeling valued, right, having the change than sometimes the compensation. Because sometimes that compensation gets a huge focus where they have to be happy in what they do. Right, and then the compensation is a second.
Yeah, but the way we're made up, the way our brain works is that, you know, we're triggered by certain things, and those things either bring us energy or they de-energize us. Right, people want to live in that high energy space, and people also want to be respected for what they can bring. And the way to knock someone down quickly is to disregard their perspective or disregard their opinion or not even ask. And leaders make that mistake very often. Coworkers make that mistake very often. And we don't recognize it quick enough. When people are engaged and involved, they're going to give you 110%, and you're going to get it every single time.
That's fair. What do you think makes what's the difference with your company versus like other companies that do similar things as you do?
Yeah, it's something we've actually been really intentional about. Our company is made up of people who have done this work in companies. So we're not a group of consultants. A lot of people on our team have worked for me at some of these companies that I've worked at. I've seen them do this work. They know how companies work and what's important. And we're more efficient. We're more boutique, so we're more flexible. We can change. We can adapt pretty quick. We meet companies where they're at versus coming in and saying, well, here's the right way to do it. And if you don't do it this way, then you're going to make a mistake. I can talk philosophically and academically with anyone about anything talent or OD related or HR related, but the average manager doesn't really care about that. They want something that's going to help them do their job better. And so we really think that way.
You know, so your last piece of your career before you launched and took the leap with LAK Group was Aurora as Senior VP of Talent. So what inspired you to leave such a wonderful career and launch LAK?
Yeah, I would tell you that the companies I work for, Jockey, CNH, Aurora, and Kohler, inspired me to do it, right? Because I worked for companies that I felt were committed to building the capabilities of people. And my belief was, why can't I share that with a lot of other companies? And so that honestly, I would tell you that those companies are what was the inspiration for me to do this, because I could impact more.
Wow, you definitely saw the need. That's interesting.
Well, or learn the values, right, of the culture, the values and those things and the development of, right, the peers of like, how do I do that same thing and bring it to other places where there's a big need? Because then you affect a lot more people, I'm assuming, versus just at that one company.
Absolutely. And that's the intent, right? I mean, I've seen in my career that good leadership, the impact it has on people and their ability to perform, and companies that put the right stress on that and make that part of their strategy, they're successful, and it does really good things for that company, but also for their employees. And so if I could help more companies do that and see the value of that aligning their strategy and their talent side and their people side, that to me is what I was put into the position that I'm in to do.
And I really like what you said about, you said it before about, you know, it's the right person for the right position, you know, because I think that happens, right? Where you find someone, they're not a bad person, right? There's a lot of talent there. They're just not focused in the right location that would, you know, optimize what they do and feel good about it.
I would tell you that the majority of the time, people who are not doing well in a role, it's because they're not placed in the right role. And I will
in
tell
the right seat, right? Right. You say that all the time.
And more times than not, it's the company that owns that, even though the employee tends to feel the brunt of it. Companies got to get better at identifying talent, and it's better to say no to someone and leave a position open until you find the right fit versus putting someone in because you got to have a butt in the seat.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We have learned that.
He's kind of speaking to us right now.
Yes, we have learned that.
Yeah.
You know, you have different areas that you service. I wrote down six of them. We have, because I want to ask specifically about something. You have leadership development. I want everybody to hear these. There's so many things you'd want to dive into. Leadership development, culture shaping, which is huge, career coaching, outplacement, assessments and team development, and then executive recruitment, and not just what you're all thinking as listeners in the corporate world, also nonprofit. You help with the nonprofit side of things. So with regard to outplacement services and career coaching, I just want, can you in a minute and a half, what we have left before our next break is, how do you help people land faster with more confidence?
Yeah, great question. So we step back first and help them decide what do they love? What do they want to do? We use some assessments in that process. We help them really come to grips with, okay, I want to do this. Then we help build their brand around that. So if I'm a nurse, now I decided I want to be a legislator. All right, how do I shape that? How do I position myself to be ready for that? So we get them comfortable with that and tell their, so they can tell their story. Then we prep them. You know, we have an AI tool that we help them with interviewing. We can help them test situations so they get really confident going into an interview or going into a conversation or networking, so that they're comfortable with that. So we use a lot of technology to help with that. And we have some really great career coaches that spend time one-on-one with people to help them get comfortable and confident in building or communicating their brand and positioning themselves for the role. We actually fill jobs about 30% faster than the national average. We place people about 30% faster than the national average.
Wow, if we had call-ins, I honestly think every light would be lit up right now with questions, and this is
how?
Amazing.
Like, how?
Yeah, how. When we return, more with Mike. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della.
Thank you.
Welcome back to What's the Difference? I'm Gina Della. You know what, Mike? Before we go any further, I want to make sure people know how to find you.
Yes. The best way is go out to our website with transformingcareers.com or lakgroup.com. Either way, you'll get to the same spot. You can reach, and then there's plenty of resources out there to either check out or contact us.
And it's an awesome website. Trust me, I wanted to sit in front of that too forever, but I do have another job. I really am interested in everything about Mike and LAK Group. We barely scratched the surface today, and we talked a little bit about assessments, and all of you have heard Ross and I talk about the AI value tools. Of assessments.
Oh, assessments too, and AI tools.
And Mike, are you kind enough to return for part two next week and we can dive into that?
I would love to.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, everybody have a great week and we will see you next week with Mike Rubich from LAK Group. Have a great Saturday.